This is Destiny Pieces with Dhoof Patel and Mike Steska.
Hello, this is episode 25 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhoof Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And there's no guest this week because some stuff came up, but it is one of our previous guests' birthdays today. So if you see him on the streets, wish Akshar Mathur a birthday, happy birthday. Or if you see him on the digital streets, you can tweet at him. And I think his
be belated birthday by the time this comes out.
Yeah, but by the time this comes out, it'll be a belated birthday. But yeah, so you could support our sponsors today, T-Fury. You go to tfury.destinypizzas.com. On Monday, the shirt will be a Labyrinth-inspired t-shirt. And it says, it's only forever. I don't know. I haven't seen that movie forever or in a long time. Right?
I've never seen it.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. It says it's only forever. And then you see David Bowie and the ball and all this stuff. It says, I moved the stars for no one. There's an owl. So if you're into the old Jim Henson Dark Labyrinth movie, or not Dark Labyrinth, but Labyrinth movie, you might enjoy that. Then the Two Fury Tuesday, there's a Tim Burton inspired t-shirts. One of them is a totem pole with Jack Skellington on top. Then the Martian from Mars Attacks. Then Edward Scissorhands scissors. And then I don't know what the middle one is, but then it's Beetlejuice. Maybe that is Edward Scissorhands.
Maybe.
That's a terrible Edward Scissorhands, though.
Because those are scissors, right?
Yeah, the scissors are the blue parts next to them. I don't know if that's connected to the Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, I think it is, actually, because they're both blue, but that means his hands would be going up in the air like that. I don't know. I think it is, though, because I don't think you just have random scissors just lying there. Seems very strange.
Yeah, and then there's Beetlejuice at the bottom, being swallowed by the worm from Beetlejuice, or that snake thing. And then the other shirt is Jack Skellington's head as the moon, and then it's the Minions dressed up as the, what are they named?
Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
The little guys in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, like and then the kids that steal Santa Claus.
Yeah, and it's Gru's head is the jack-o'-lantern full of candy. So that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool. We got Halloween for October.
Yeah. And then, but these are shirts that, like, normally when I see Halloween shirts, I'm like, oh, I'd only wear that one day a year. These shirts, I think you could pull off.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely the Tim Burton one. Not so much the Despicable Me.
Yeah, I feel like that's more Halloween.
That one's more Halloween.
Because it's got overall Halloween theme where that's just, like, Tim Burton.
Yeah, like, I'm a Tim Burton fan.
Yeah.
No love for Corpse Bride on here. No. Or Frankenweenie.
No, they're only going the top.
One of the movies is not even his own movie. It's just a movie he produced.
Yeah, but no one knows that, so as long we can perpetuate the myth of...
That's terrible. You shouldn't do that. When someone says nice Tim Burton shirt, you're like, oh, you should be like, he only produced this movie, and point to the Jack Skellington.
That's what you have to do, because
people are dumb.
I don't know how to get that myth away. It's already there. So
it's annoying.
It's hard to get that once it's already in people's minds.
So then Wednesday, the shirt says Cadet of the Month, and it says Starfleet Academy, and there's a Golden Gate Bridge, and there's a ray of sunshine, like a sun with rays that are gold, and that's actually metallic ink, and it says like Ex Astro Scientia, so get excited, buy it.
Buy some T-Fury shirts.
Buy some T-Fury shirts, go to tfury.destinypizzas.com, and we get a little bit of action, and you support the pod, and then maybe we can buy new mics, or we can pay for hosting. Don't forget to comment on our podcast when you're listening to it, if you have anything to chime in on. And let me know if you do listen to us on SoundCloud, because I was thinking about moving to WordPress because it's cheaper. But then you'd have to listen to it either on our WordPress blog or on iTunes or wherever good podcasts are, like Stitcher and all that. So yeah, let's just get into the movie news. So a lot of superhero movie news this week. Edgar Wright is back to work on Ant-Man. He tweeted this. He's like, I'm back to work on the old project or something like that. And there's a picture of Ant-Man in the middle, like from the back, and you see like a blue screen around him and a giant camera. I'm excited.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick because they're doing all this pre-work. Because you've been hearing about Ant-Man since like before Avengers.
Yeah,
they're
before,
talking about Ant-Man. They're talking about Ant-Man Forever. We're like, when is this coming out? And now like we see that there's more work being done and he's showing us more stuff.
And there's a date, July 31st, 2015. So this kicks off phase 3.
Exactly. And they moved this up, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they moved it up. So that's something to get excited about a lot, because they got the right guy to do the right mix of comedy and action.
Yeah, and it's cool because Edgar Wright was working on this before, like, he just worked on it as for fun, I think. And yeah, it's cool that they kept him on the project. Like, exactly. He was doing this before, like, phases existed.
Yeah, I feel like most of the guys, they're doing it because they love it so much. It's like a lot of these
And this
people,
is, like, reflected perfectly in this.
Exactly. It's like most of these guys aren't, because a lot of directors do stuff just for a job, but they seem to actually like the stuff they're doing.
Let's see. On the other side of the Marvel spectrum, and by that I mean, what is it, Fox?
Sony. Well, Sony Spider-Man is owned. They don't have, X-Men and Spider-Man aren't owned by the same people.
No, it's Sony, and I think Fox owns X-Men.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about that. Amazing Spider-Man 2 writers are returning for Amazing Spider-Man 3. And then also, Paul Giamatti is going to be in Amazing Spider-Man 3 as well, which kind of is spoilery. I should have said spoiler alert before that one.
It kind of is, but the fact that they've been talking about the Sinister Six, I feel like it's a foregone conclusion that that's what's going to be eventually, either 3 or 4, they're going to give us like 6 bad guys and something.
With this actually reminds me, because when I read about this, I was like, oh, I wonder if this is going to ruin Amazing Spider-Man 2 for me. So I'm going to do a little experiment with us on the podcast to see this next year, because we've had this podcast for almost 6 months now. Mm-hmm. We'll see if we enjoy movies more or less now, because now we're so informed about these movies. That's we know true. About the casting decisions and everything.
That's true.
We'll see how we feel about Amazing Spider-Man. Maybe it's just a worse movie. But I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be a little bit harder and harsher on judging these movies now.
But yeah, it's also the bar that, we'll see what happens if we're even harsher towards, like, Avengers 2 and stuff. I don't know. We'll see if, like, the good movies still get us by. Because, I mean, I feel like we were duly harsh on Man of Steel and stuff, but I think it kind of deserved it.
Yeah, that deserved the harshness.
I don't think if I wasn't informed about it, I wouldn't have been as harsh. I think I would have been the same, pretty much.
Yeah.
But the good thing I feel about this news, I would assume they would be on, because I feel like these Spider-Man, if they already telling us we're getting 3...
And four,
then we know there's going to be a continued story.
Yeah, and it's best to just get the same writers and everything. It's easier.
And they are, like, preempting themselves, because you know how these sequels, they always grow to, like, 3 bad guys anyway? Well, they're going to tell us we're already going to have, like, 6 or something. But I feel like when you carry them over to movies, it's better than when, like, say, in whatever, Batman Forever, where they just give you 3 new ones that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
But when you carry them over from a past movie, or if we see the lizard again or something, we're like, okay, we saw that guy already. That's pretty cool that we get to have him back. I mean, it's better than having just throwing 3 new ones. We can't pay attention to everybody. It's the same thing with Spider-Man. The first one, they got to give us an origin and everything, where we don't, when the new ones come out, we're getting more origins of bad guys because we don't know anything about them.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas if they give us like a 6 movie where they've given us the origin of everybody already, then they can just get straight to the story instead of
and
giving,
the action.
Yeah, giving us all the backstory of every single person, and then it gets overwhelming.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to like carry, and like you have to see, like, for Spider-Man 3 example, we have to see Venom's origin. Yeah. We have to see Sandman's origin. We see like James Franco turn into the Green Lantern or the Green Goblin. And like, you have
exactly.
to see all
we
of that
need
stuff.
All their story. We're getting less Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So we're getting, it's pretty much, they're trying to tell us every story, pulling us in all these directions, where in like, if they're doing it like this, where it's continuity, they don't have to pull us so many different ways. They can give us one more concise story that follows everybody as a group instead of everybody individually.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I kind of have really good hopes for Avengers 2, because they, even though they gave us a backstory of everybody in the solo films, which is why Avengers did well, because they didn't pull us everywhere, giving us origins, but they still had to introduce everybody as a team. But now that we're introduced as a team, it's like they can make the sequel better because they don't have to pull us in all those different ways.
Yeah, it's assumed that everyone saw those
movies.
Yeah,
it's
everything.
Assumed if that you know these characters a little bit already.
Yeah.
So it'd be a lot easier to just show, just give us more story.
And they can focus more time on Ultron and stuff like that.
Exactly. You can give us, they're going
to
show the bad
instead
guy.
Of having to introduce,
we
like,
can get one,
8 characters. They can
exactly.
just introduce one,
Avengers,
really.
Like, it was really cool how they did it, but they had to give us, everybody had their own little thing.
Yeah.
But now they can show us, 3 Avengers show up in one scene maybe, and then we're like, of course, we know what's going on.
Now that I think about it, I feel like Avengers was the first movie to do that, where it's like an ensemble film, but of characters that we've all seen before.
Yeah, I can't think of a story that we already went into it knowing.
It's like a crossover movie, kind of. I can't think of a crossover movie on that big of a scale where it brought together, like...
Yeah, even, like, anything. Like, I get, like... I was thinking, like, Expendables, but they're all playing different characters.
They're all, like, yeah.
They're not playing, like, the same people they were in previous films.
Like, it'd be different if it was, like, a Rambo and... I can't think of other movies, but, mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, if it, like, you brought if, Rambo yeah, and, like...
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone was Rambo and brought, Expendables.
Yeah, and then you brought, like, Bruce Willis, who was, like, his John McClane from Die Hard or something, and did something like that.
Yeah, that'd
or
be
like
different.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's somebody from one of his films. Like, that'd be very difficult to do. So, like, that's why Avengers was crazy, because who's the only new character you're introduced to? It's, like, Maria Hill... She's like the only new character to you. You know everybody else from everything.
And even then, she's like a minor character.
And even then, she's not focus of the film.
Yeah.
So the main focus is you already know everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So let's see. Fantastic Four is being rewritten by Simon Kinberg. And if that name doesn't sound familiar to you, then I'm not surprised. But if it does sound familiar to you, it's because he also wrote X-Men The Last Stand. He co-wrote X-Men Days of Future Past and produced X-Men First Class, and he also and that movie was produced by the same guy who's producing, or he co-produced X-Men First Class, which was co-produced with the guy who's producing the Fantastic Four. So like, they're getting their stuff together.
It's cool that they're teaming up.
Yeah,
but what this also tells me is that he wrote X-Men Last Stand,
yeah,
but First Class was really good. And Days of Futures Past, my arrow is pointing up towards that.
Yeah, so, like, it's kind of shocking that this movie's being rewritten so late, though, because this movie, Fantastic Four, is supposed to come out...
Is that 2015, too? Is
I think really? 2015, if it's not late 2014.
Really?
It's supposed to come out pretty fast.
No one knows anything about
that. Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's the least thing. I know more about Ant-Man. And, like, I don't know anything about Ant-Man, but I know more than I do about Fantastic Four.
Yeah, so... I guess we'll see what happens with that one.
Yeah, I'm hoping they're able to collab their universe somehow. I mean, I don't know many storylines of X-Men and Fantastic Four working together, though.
Yeah.
I don't know much of... Because they're already two teams, so... But, I mean, you want to collab the characters if you can. You have to do it in the right way. But, so we got more X-Men Days of Future Past news. Would they come out with this poster?
Yeah, a fake poster for
fake
Trask
poster.
Industries.
Yeah.
Another one came
out. Another Trask Industries original that comes out from this movie, which is awesome. So what's it say?
It just says TraskIndustries.com, and it says hashtag X-Men, hashtag D-O-F-P. But it's a family playing on the beach and a sentinel watching over them, I guess. This is kind of creepy.
I kind of like it because it's showing it in such a way where it's making us think that we should like these Sentinels, and I'm believing in this world, people are going to like the Sentinels, where pretty much, but we're in this world, would be creeped out by them.
Yeah, I don't trust these robots. Why is it watching a family at the beach that's having fun? It should be like...
But I think it's trying to show where that's supposed to be a happy poster to them, and everyone's going to think that's happy, but from our perspective, we're on the X-Men side. So we're not going to like these guys at all.
Oh, no, I think that this robot's going to kill this family.
I don't think so.
It's like targeting. It looks like it's targeting this family to me.
Oh, I see it completely differently. I see how you can see it that way.
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting how poster
I'm just saying,
that.
Why is there a giant robot at the beach? Are there mutants at the beach that often?
No, I think they're just protectors of everybody.
Even like bad guys, like if a person, not just mutants, just like bad guys in general, like these are the new police.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're mainly meant to target mutants, but I think they're kind of be like a police state where like just to
weird.
Protect. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Like drones.
I don't
like
know anything
drones.
Except for what I've seen, but that's what I'm assuming. But you see the what is it? Dinklage? He's playing Trask.
Yeah.
He's playing
That's cool. I like
the,
that.
Yeah, the
like, he's like overcompensating
CEO.
For the giant robots.
I think
or like giant robots
are overcompensating.
It's pretty
cool though. I just found out about
that.
And I was like, that's pretty awesome. Because he's getting other acting roles for other stuff.
Surprisingly. He does he works so well as the Gimp and
exactly.
Was it the Imp.
But I think he said he didn't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah, he's like, I'm trying to like diversify a little
but
bit.
He's kind of still
but then
the bad
after
guy.
I think he said after he read the script, he's like, okay, I can
well,
be
I think
this
when
bad
you
guy.
Say, Yeah, because he's...
what he says was, this bad guy, like, I understand, like, his motives.
That's why I like the bad guys that you understand.
Like, yeah, like Zod, for instance. Exactly. In my opinion, Zod's very understandable. He's just trying to...
Yeah, kind of. But I think he's more evil than usual. I mean, like a Walter White. He's like a bad guy.
Yeah.
You kind of follow him more. It's a little different. But, I mean, you can do that definitely with Lex Luthor. I hope they do that when they put him in the new Batman Superman. They make him... You have to like him a little bit. You have to understand where he's come from. He's afraid of this alien that's going to destroy them, probably. So,
speaking of which, that announcement hasn't happened yet. Breaking Bad has finished.
Yeah,
but there hasn't
true.
Been an announcement yet on very, Lex Luthor. Very, I'm scared a little
very
bit.
Very concerning. I think it might not be him.
The crazy thing is, though, I didn't realize how little Bryan Cranston has aged, because I didn't realize he was wearing so much makeup in the show Breaking Bad.
No. You see him in like something else. Like,
you see him in an interview. He looks young.
You're like, wait, what? I still get confused because I'm like, what are they doing to their face?
Yeah.
Like, the makeup's so good on that show. I'm just like, that's crazy how different they look, actually, when you... I'm trying to imagine him in an interview bald, and I'm like, that's not going to look like Walter White at all.
And that reminds me, we did do like a bonus pod on the Breaking Bad finale. Oh, yeah. So if you've seen the show, you can hear what we think of the show, and then our response to the show, or what we thought was going to happen in the series finale, and then what our like summary and response to the finale. And I actually did chapters. So if you listen to it on most podcasting app, you can look at the chapters, and it says like predictions and then summary/review.
And it was
it's also on SoundCloud.
What's also cool is it was like hours right after we saw it. It was like
Brian just finished watching it and then drove over my house.
Minutes after. So it's our instant reaction, not clouded by what everybody else says the next day and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
So now we're going to jump back to the Disney Marvel. And Samuel L. Jackson leaked some news. I don't think he's supposed to say anything.
Probably not.
But he confirmed Elizabeth Olsen is going to be in Avengers Age of Ultron, which we talked about a long time ago, that she was supposed to play Scarlet Witch.
So I was assuming that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, that seemed like a pretty...
Which is weird, because some news comes out fast and some news takes forever to come out.
Well, I feel like Disney Marvel rumors are facts almost.
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of these rumors are true.
Like, from them. But from, like, DC, like, a lot of those rumors aren't true.
Yeah, I agree. More Marvel rumors are true.
Yeah.
Which you think, like, they'd have a tighter ship, but...
No, but they also have everything planned out so far in advance. Who knows?
That's true. But I also think that by the time we actually hear the rumor, they've gone through so many other people we don't even hear about, that it's leaked that someone's got so far in the process that they're pretty much going to be the person.
Yeah.
Where in like DC, they're like, oh, we don't know who's going to be Batman. So throw all these names out, and that they just all get leaked somehow. I don't know.
They're like almost announcing everyone who's ever read for the role.
Yeah. They're like gauging public opinion, where I feel like Marvel just, no, we don't really care. We just want to do what we think, and people already love us. So
yeah,
they're going to accept it, or they're not.
So then, we can't talk about Elizabeth Olsen or the Scarlet Witch without talking about her brother. Aaron Taylor Johnson is rumored to have completed the deal for Quicksilver.
Exactly. Like, these two rumored people that we already said.
The first one's from Samuel Jackson's mouth, Mr. Nick Fury's mouth.
Yeah. I trust him, because I don't think, like, I would imagine Samuel Jackson would leak stuff without knowing what he's doing.
He's just like, oh, yeah, well, I saw her on set the other day.
Like, yeah.
You're not supposed to say that. He's like, I don't care.
Don't say that. I'm Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Comes with the territory. Why'd you hire me?
I'm a loud person.
Exactly.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, though, that was from the Latino Review, who are surprisingly really good about rumors. Like, I think they announced a few of the Apple rumors and stuff, and they tend to do a lot of casting rumors as well. So now we're going to move on to Star Wars. I really wish Brian was here, because he actually knows how to say this person's name.
Yeah.
I think it's Swarcy. I think he like commented on it. Swarcy Ronan.
We need to like pull his track back and see what he said.
He wrote it phonetically, so I was just like, I didn't understand what the comment was about. So Swarcy Ronan, spelled S-A-O-I-R-S-E, Ronan, confirmed that she read for Star Wars, but she says, so has everyone.
Is Star Wars really that big a thing, or highly established actors want to do now? Is it kind of like superhero movies where a lot of people want to do them?
I don't know, but apparently they're casting their net really wide for this movie.
They're just trying to find perfect people who they think.
Yeah. So she also said that she used a lightsaber It has been stated that she used a lightsaber in audition.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll see a female Jedi.
I think we'll see a female lead
Jedi. Like a female human Jedi. Because
we haven't had one. We haven't had a female lead Jedi yet, have we?
No.
In Star Wars. Like, so I'm glad they're casting a wide net. I mean, you got to get the right person because honestly, the prequels, I don't know who's doing casting, but they got some right, but they got a lot wrong.
Oh, and then also I read a rumor that I forgot to write down that they found a guy who they think is going to be Chewbacca. It's like a 7'3" guy, British guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's been a dream for me to work in a movie. And he went to the casting for an untitled character and that everyone thinks is Chewbacca. Like, I mean, based on the size of the people.
Yeah, I mean, how...
But then, that's also very vague, because, like, a 7'3" guy could be anyone. Like, maybe they're just going to introduce a tall character.
I don't think so. I mean, they could. I mean, of course, because the Star Wars universe, anything's possible.
Yeah.
But that'd be, like...
Like, that could have been Yoda's master. We don't know.
That'd be the biggest shock if it was just...
Yeah.
The 7'3" guy. He's not Chewbacca. He's just some random dude.
Because, remember, we did say last week that Peter Mayhew said he wanted to reprise his role. But he just said that wasn't anything confirmed. He just said, he's like, I want.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Like, he's connected to the role, but he's also walking with a cane. Like, you can't really do that if you're Chewbacca.
Yeah. Like, to put on that suit, I mean, I'm sure that takes a lot of effort.
And I'm pretty sure it weighs a ton.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's actually, like, heavy to put on and walk around in. And then you have to be in it for how many hours? I don't know.
It's probably hot in there. It's probably gross.
Like, yeah, I'm sure you have to have, like, stamina to actually walk around in that suit if you're going to be on major screen time.
And they can always do the thing now where Peter Mayhew does the voice still. Like, they can pull a Hulk Avengers in it where Lou Ferrigno did the voice of the Hulk.
Yeah.
But Mark Ruffalo played Bruce Banner.
But do you know if in the third movie they used a... Did they use CGI? Was the whole thing CGI?
Know.
I don't really remember.
I can't think specifically. I don't think it was either.
I don't think it was. I'm just thinking back. I mean, I'm sure they use it for a lot of the Wookiees. I don't think for Chewbacca, though.
Oh, that reminds me. I found a website where you can buy... This guy in Argentina makes replicas of Ewoks and Yoda and Gremlin... Like,
is it
Mogawis?
Like the puppets?
Yeah, but they're little things, and they're, like, actually furry and stuff. And they're, like, life-size. And I want to buy one
like
so bad.
Like, life-size as in they're that small?
Yeah, they're, like that the size. Same size. They're, like, the size. And they're furry and everything. I want to buy one so
bad.
That's
pretty cool.
I want to buy, like, a little Gremlin.
That's awesome. Yeah, they have so many little characters in Star Wars.
Or like an Ewok,
Just a bunch of little tiny guys running around.
Can you imagine like a life-size Yoda in here? I don't know where we'd put it, but maybe I'll put it like on a shelf or something.
Next to E.T.
Yeah.
Just because E.T. wears the... No. E.T. sees Yoda in the... When he's in the ghost costume, he's like walking around. He's like, home! He sees E.T.
Yeah.
I love that part of E.T.
Well, something else I found out was... I found out Steven Spielberg's kids are like... DJs, and they're very high in demand. They just got signed to Roc Nation by Jay-Z.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Why does Jay-Z have his hand on everything now?
I don't know. He's like every celebrity kid.
He's like, he just opened up that sports like agency, and now he's signing all these like
athletes,
pro players, and they're like, I love Jay-Z. I'm going to sign with him.
I was like, I don't know if it works that way.
Like, I don't think he can just become an agent and be successful at it. But I'm sure he's got just people. I'm sure his name's everywhere, but he's got people to do stuff.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm so glad to be working with Jay-Z. They're like, oh, yeah, this is Jay-Z's third assistant.
Yeah.
It's like Jay-Z's assistant.
I'm pretty sure you just get to hang out with Jay-Z like
once when you sign the contract.
Yeah, and then every other time it's like, no, this is the dude that does the work because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, like this is your personal representative.
Yeah. Jay-Z's not going to be able to haggle over contracts and stuff.
No. So it's that time of the night again. It's this week in the past. A lot of movies this week. I was surprised.
Ooh.
You see, look how long this
list is. A lot of good movies.
Just keeps on going and going. Like a
lot of good movies.
Like that rabbit. So let's start with 1983. Sean Connery was in this classic Bond film, but it was like not a Bond film. It's Never Say Never Again. I didn't realize that movie was after he was like done being James Bond. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then Arnold Schwarzenegger is in this classic Commando, which came out in 1995. Then Elvira, Mistress of the Dark came out in 1988. Then, a classic in my heart, 1992, Emilio Estevez coaches some kids. Mighty Ducks came out.
So good. And created the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Which was Usher's favorite team.
Which is Usher. It's crazy that his birthday, I feel like there's something big
going on. There's something going on with these movies and birthdays.
I think Uxra's parents must have taken him this movie when he was like on his second birthday. They're like, this is your destiny.
This is like,
you will love the Ducks and you will play so hockey. Good.
Exactly.
Then Cool Runnings came out in 1993.
Cool Runnings.
Don't forget, that guy wrote that movie on heroin.
Awesome. Makes sense.
One of my favorite movies came out.
But also, it was based on true stories.
So. Yeah. How much did he have to do?
How much did he have to do? He's just like,
The true John story Candy. Is also crazier. Like, the Jamaican bobsled team was much crazier in real life than they were in the movie.
They're pretty crazy in the movie, though.
1996, one of my favorite movies of all time came out. That Thing You Do with Tom Hanks. Also, D3, the Mighty Ducks, came out that week.
Man, what was D2 doing? They
I don't know. D2,
weekend.
They're like, let's not release it the same weekend.
Yeah, they missed that weekend.
Ants. Came out in 1998 with A Night at the Roxbury as well.
Wow. We talked about Ants.
Yeah, it came out before A Bug's Life.
Yeah, we all agree it's like totally underrated compared to A Bug's Life.
And that's also on Netflix, so maybe you want to watch that.
Yeah, it's a good thing to check out.
Three Kings came out in 1999. That's George Clooney. I think it's Mark Wahlberg. Is it Mark Wahlberg? Hmm. George Clooney.
I've never
and
seen that one.
Either. Ice Cube.
Hmm.
Is that the movie I'm thinking of?
I don't know. I never saw that movie. Three Kings.
And then Drive Me Crazy with Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah. I remember that movie.
And then
Joan Hart was huge in the 90s.
Yeah, she was. She had her own TV show. She was in movies.
She had like two TV shows.
Yeah.
She had like Clarissa Explains It All, and then she had the Teenage Witch.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and she was in the movie, and then she was in this
movie. That's crazy. She was in a lot of movies.
I'm going to look up Three Kings real fast. And in the year 2000, Mark Wahlberg, George Clooney, and Ice Cube. Awesome. I'm proud.
Jeez. Man, there's a lot of good movies that came out this year.
Meet the Parents, Digimon
and
the movie.
This is October.
And Requiem for a Dream came out this weekend in 2000.
Meet the Parents? Oh my gosh.
Training Day and Max Keeble's Big Move came out in 2001. I felt like I had to put Max Keeble.
Max Keeble.
It's like that frog.
That crazy
that
frog.
Weird frog guy.
That's how you get the bullies, man. They're afraid of that frog.
Yeah, everyone is afraid of that frog.
It's pretty terrifying.
It's a giant frog that plays bagpipes and wears a kilt.
Like, I don't think we have anything that terrifying that I know.
In real life, no.
No, I don't think so. But in movies, they always have something that terrifying.
Yeah.
That's for kids.
The sequel to Silence of the Lambs, Red Dragon, came out in 2002. School of Rock came out in 2003. Good Night and Good Luck came out in 2005. The Departed and the Trailer Park Boys movie came out in 2006. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist and Religious came out in 2008. Zombieland came out in 2009. Another one of my favorite movies, The Social Network, came out in 2010.
Eisenberg Weekend.
Huh?
Jesse Eisenberg Weekend.
Yeah.
2 years in a row.
Yeah,
at least.
2 years in a row. I'm pretty sure they wanted to cast him instead of Michael Cera and Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Probably.
I feel like those two are interchangeable for those movies.
I think so.
The Human Centipede came out, or The Human Centipede 2, full sequence, came out in 2011. Frankenweenie, Butter, and VHS came out in 2012. Hmm. And this week in movies
really,
in the now.
Really, Frankenweenie's only from last year.
Yeah.
Really?
Frankenweenie, which is Tim Burton's movie, which is based on like a movie he made when he was a kid.
Yeah. And then they wrote like a poem.
Yeah.
That's like, that he based the whole movie around and stuff.
So then this week in movies in the now, in theaters, is Gravity and Runner Runner. So one of them is Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. The other one is Justin Timberlake and Ben Affleck.
So one has Batman and one has Batman.
Yeah. Batman versus Batman this weekend.
Batman weekend.
So VOD. Those movies came out in theater. And VOD, Best Man Down, which is the guy from Reaper. He's in that movie. The fat guy.
Yeah. That guy's doing more stuff than
the main guy
from Reaper is doing.
The Dirties, which is a part of Kevin Smith's movie club, and I heard that movie's hilarious and dark and awesome. Concussion, Linsanity, if you want to watch a documentary. Apparently, Jeremy Lin, someone knew he was going to be great in high school, so they filmed him through high school, through college, and his professional career, and they developed it into a documentary. Pretty cool.
I feel like they needed to release that a lot sooner, though.
Yeah, they should have capitalized on that a long time ago.
Like, as soon as the season ended, you need to release that.
Yeah.
But
before he was on like three other teams after
that. Now it's like, oh, what, who's that guy?
Argento's Dracula comes out this weekend, and Sweetwater comes out this weekend on VOD, which means iTunes, Amazon Instant, not the free one, the one you have to pay for. and pay-per-view if you want to watch it on there. Now some release date news. Ted 2 supposed to come out June 26, 2015, which is the day before Transformers 4. And that's surprisingly close. Wait,
was that 2015 or 2014?
2015.
Oh.
Or is it 2015 or 2014?
I don't know. What did it say?
I wrote down 2015.
Okay. Wait, Transform... That...
Maybe it's 2014.
Okay.
I think I screwed that one up.
I think it is 2014. Because I'm just saying, like, you're throwing... Like, okay, I saw Ted just, like, last month or something, and it's okay. It's all right.
It's an
all right
movie.
It's pretty much like a family... It's,
it oh, yeah, 2014.
Like, I was, like, watching Family Guy for, like, an hour. That's what it seemed like to me. I was just watching Family Guy, but yeah. In live action. It's 2014?
Yes, 2014.
Okay,
2014.
I was going to say, I was like, no offense to these movies, but, like, you're throwing this garbage in... Year 2015, where all the magic is happening. Yeah. That's like,
I guess we have to suffer no through 2014.
Pretty much.
To get to 2015.
We just got to sit on, like, Guardians and Days of Future Past. Hopefully it'll be good.
Yeah.
But there's not many movies I can think of that I'm looking forward to. Not Spider-Man. But even those, like, those are all tapered compared to, like...
Yeah.
I got, like, compared five or Amazing, six that's movies. Like
the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I got, like, five or six movies ahead of it in 2015 in my brain, so...
Yeah.
But...
So it's another sad week.
We'll get through it
again.
This every week. Week's sad. It's just for the next year and a half.
Be like, yeah,
yeah. Some things are good, but they're not going to be as good.
I was saying it's another sad week because we had that a death. Too. Tom Clancy
died. Yeah, what
died.
Is this, like? People keep dying every week.
I feel
week.
Like that was a big shocker. He was only 66.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone about Tom Clancy because someone was like, "Oh, how much is a red or was it red Hunt for Red October? How much is that book?" First edition worth, and I was like, I don't know, I don't collect books. I was like, comic books maybe I could tell you a good price, but not a real book. So
well,
yeah,
how much
Tom
is it worth
Clancy,
now?
No, no, I think I was like, you should just hold on to it for a few years, wait until he dies. Then he died really fast, and I was like, oh geez,
like you shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, I feel like I shouldn't have said
it's
that.
Like you're supposed to, you say that when people are younger.
Yeah, you well I expected.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but it's bad when it actually happens. It's
yeah,
terrible.
And then, so yeah, rest in peace. That's crazy. But did you hear about J.J. Abrams? He apologized for lens flares.
I did. I did see that.
That's
he's
awesome.
Like, he's like, I realize he's like, it's
I realize
an addiction.
It's a, yeah, it's addiction, and I admitting it is a first step.
Yeah.
And he apparently he showed his wife Star Trek Into Darkness, and there was a scene where she's like, there are too many, like, I can't see what's going on the screen. There's too many damn lens flares, and then he had to send it to Industrial Light and Magic to remove
to
the lens
away,
flares.
Yeah. Which
so,
is crazy.
Yeah, I want to see where that scene is, because Into Darkness had a lot less lens flares than his normal movies, but like there were some that I was like, gosh, come on, man. So
yeah, at least he's aware. I mean, they're going to be in Star Wars. I
yeah.
mean, they're not going to, he's not going to, he likes lens flares, obviously, so he's going to
sometimes
put some
it in. Makes no sense, though. They're like, there's no light that would like...
Yeah. Yeah, you can't see a lot of sometimes, yeah. But I mean, they don't distract me. Only when people point it out, it mm-hmm. distracts me. So now, I guess now that I know, it's more distracting.
Yeah,
but...
now when I count like three instead of like five in the movie, I'll be like, okay, he's working on it.
Yeah, so he's trying to improve it. So at least he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Let's see. Scream 5 is going to be the last one in the series. You hear about that?
When did Scream 4 come out?
Recently. It was like
really?
In 3D, I think.
But I thought there was a big gap.
There was a big gap between Scream 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
So Scream 5 is going to be the last one in the series, but then there's going to have a TV series that's going to be on TV.
That. How does that work?
I have no idea.
Like, some of the stuff they're saying they're going to make TV series, it just doesn't make sense to me.
They made Teen Wolf into a TV series.
That's true.
I've never seen that show.
Me either.
But
that doesn't make
like,
sense.
There's only
either.
One Teen Wolf in my heart, and that's Michael J. Fox.
Exactly.
That's why I watched the Michael J. Fox show. I expect him to travel through time or turn into a werewolf.
At some point.
Neither of those have happened yet.
That's
three
what
episodes
you gotta
in.
Wait for like the season finale, and they'll yeah. be like, one of those things is going to happen.
He did play guitar in the last episode.
Oh.
So that was really awesome. I was like,
that's pretty good. That's like.
With Parkinson's. I was like amazed.
That's pretty close to.
Sounded
well, he did
good.
That. I saw a video of him doing it a couple months ago at a concert.
I think he played Johnny B. Goode, right?
He was playing
right?
Johnny B. Goode.
Yeah.
Which is the most awesome thing.
Yeah, seriously. So, we'll talk about more on that in a few minutes, I guess. Did you see the Godzilla trailer?
I
it
did.
It got leaked online for a few minutes.
It's like a teaser.
For like an hour, and then...
Yeah, it was like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
It was just like... It's like a voice... Who are you saying doing the voiceover?
I guess one of the voiceover or the voiceover was one of the guys who worked on the Manhattan Project, and he gave this speech thing. He like recorded himself talking about how he felt after the atom bomb went off, and he was saying like how much destruction it caused and everything, and how much he regretted working on it. And then he quotes like the Bhagavad Gita, which is a Hindu sacred book, which was awesome for me because I was like, yes, we're taking over. Even if it's not an Indian person in the movie, we still got like our hand in there a little bit.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. You see you hear this roar.
Yeah, you hear the old school Godzilla roar, and then you get like a face of Godzilla. Yeah,
you see how big he is.
Yeah,
and then you see the face, and he roars again, and you hear like,
ah! Yeah. Like,
Godzilla's roar is so unique because it has like the high pitched and low
exactly
at the same time.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, not any other monster sound. Every other monster's like pretty deep and everything, but he's got that high pitch within his voice that like it's really cool to bring Godzilla back though.
Yeah.
We need Godzilla. We need more Godzilla.
And then a last bit of movie news. I only bring this up because I got some flack from you guys for saying I want to watch this movie. Dakota Johnson's gonna be nude in 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, that's kind of obvious, but it's still for, like, it's like a porno. That's what it is, pretty much.
We'll see.
But I mean, like, it's for women. That's the whole point.
Yes.
That's the book. So that's why we're making fun of you. That's the whole point.
We'll see.
It's still going
to
be for women, no matter what.
When I get to see Dakota Johnson naked, it'll be all worth it.
Okay, but
I could also do that without watching the movie.
You don't have to see the movie. There's the thing called, like, the internet.
Yeah.
Where there's the stuff internet on it. Yeah, where there's the internet.
Let's see. Did you watch any movies this week?
No, I did not.
I watched Gravity last night.
How was Gravity?
Amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been so stressed out for 2 hours of my life. It was more stressful to me than the SATs, mainly because I didn't care about my SATs. But
that'll do it.
I can't think of anything that was more stressful for me. I was literally on the edge of my chair the whole movie. I've never been so invested in characters and like so worried about their well-being. And, like, yeah, I go watch it. I don't want to say anything that might spoil the movie. Yeah. It was phenomenal. This is how movies should be made, in my opinion. It's not, like, crazy over the top with, like, explosions or anything. You care about the characters. And, like, the shots are amazing. You see, like, Earth and everything just looks phenomenal. And I read some news about this movie. That's what it was. So I read a list of people who they originally tried to cast for this movie, and it started with Angelina Jolie. This movie's been in development since like 2008 or something. Or no, it's been in development for over 10 years, but the technology never existed for this movie to be made.
It didn't exist until like a couple weeks before they started.
Yeah.
Too, apparently.
So Angelina Jolie was supposed to be on it, and then she's like, no, I'm going to be on Wanted 2. That movie's never coming out because she wouldn't even be in the movie if... Spoiler alert, if you never saw Wanted 1, she dies at the end of the movie.
Oh, I missed that part. I saw the movie.
She kills herself. Oh, okay. Remember, she like shoots a bullet all around the room and then...
But Professor Xavier, she's doing X-Men stuff, so he wouldn't make that movie anyway.
Yeah. Then, let's see, who else was in there? Blake Lively was supposed to be in it, Scarlett Johansson, but they're too young. Because there's like a plot element that requires it. And also, astronauts have to be somewhat older. Then Robert Downey Jr. was signed on for it when Scarlett Johansson was supposed to be in it, but then they're like, oh, that might be weird because Avengers just came out.
That'd be pretty awesome, though.
And then Natalie Portman was on it after Black Swan, but then I guess after Black Swan was really popular, because it was an independent movie,
mm-hmm.
It became really popular, and then she was asking for too much money, so they had Sandra Bullock as a runner-up.
They're not asking for too much money?
Sandra Bullock apparently didn't ask for too much money.
Really?
This is after The Blind Side came out. They got Sandra Bullock.
That's what I'm saying.
And then George Clooney.
She's pretty high right now on, like, making movies.
And then Robert Downey Jr. left, and George Clooney signed up. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm free. I'm down to work on this movie. Because also, this movie's barely them. Like, most of it's animated. It's pretty much an animated movie you're watching that happens to have these celebrities' faces in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go watch it. I know people say they're uninterested in it. Michael, you said
I don't know. I hear a lot of good things, but I don't know.
I think you just have to watch it, and then you'll be like, holy crap. I don't think I've seen a movie.
I don't know. I'm not seeing anything.
I haven't seen an original movie this great.
That is one good in a long time. It is original.
It's an original story.
I do like original stuff.
In my opinion, this is a horror movie in the aspect that it scared the shit out of me.
And yeah, therefore, I still that's making me even not want to see it even more.
But it's not like a horror movie with like monsters and stuff.
No, I'm just saying, spoiler alert.
There are like, no monsters in this movie.
I assume like something's coming out of space and eat them.
That's a different movie. That's Apollo, was it Apollo 18? Where they go to the moon and there's like monsters on
really?
The moon.
Really? Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like a found footage movie.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, yeah, monsters.
Oh, and
stuff.
That's another part of movie news that wasn't in there. Friday 13 2 is supposed to be a found footage sequel.
Really?
I'm tired of these movies that are found
yeah,
footage.
Yeah, they got too many of those.
The Dirties is apparently found footage, but that movie's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, they got, I mean, once in a while, but when you're making that whole genre,
yeah,
it's too much of it.
But yeah, Gravity, phenomenal. Go watch it. It'll make you not want to become an astronaut, though. But then for, there's an article online.
Kill the space program even more.
No, because NASA sent an astronaut, a former astronaut, with the press junket.
Yeah, they're sending him all over the place just to promote, because they're like, we're still here, because everyone thinks NASA's gone.
Well, it is now, right now.
Well, right now it is, yeah, because they cut like everybody. But even before that,
yeah,
like when they shut down the shuttle program, everyone's like, oh, NASA's all gone, but they're still there. They just don't.
Yeah,
they
just launched the rover.
They launched from Kazakhstan instead of here.
So, yeah, I forgot the name of the astronaut, but he pointed out some plot holes. He's like, oh, yeah, this isn't possible. But that doesn't take away from the movie. Like,
yeah, they're not hating on the movie. They want people to see it.
The greatest part of this movie, in the aspect of a horror movie, is it lulls you into a false sense of security and then pulls that blanket right off of you. Like, I think Paranormal Activity 1 did that as well, except it kind of did the opposite, where it played scary music and then nothing would happen. And then when you don't expect it, something scary would pop out. And then you're like, oh, God, that freaked me out a little bit. So it kind of does that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So go watch it. I think we're supposed to go watch this tonight, right? For Rutger's birthday?
I don't know if I'm going to go.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
It's pretty great.
I don't like that stuff either, but
it's pretty great.
That's just me.
But then again, I'm also like a space nerd. I like space and astronauts and everything. Now to some television news. Breaking Bad. We have to talk about this.
Yes, but we have a spoiler. There's no spoilers
in this.
We have a bonus pod for that, so we're just
kind of spoilers. I'm going to talk about some possible endings that Vince Gilligan had.
Okay, we tell people that we're going to do that.
And then I'll just go through them really quick, anyways, just like we did on the last podcast, I think. Was the last podcast? Yeah, last podcast we had like a 30-second spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yes.
So that will exist. So let's, first off, no spoilers. Over 10 million viewers. 500,000.
Spoiler, that means people saw it?
Yeah, that many people saw it. 500,000 illegal downloads in 12 hours.
Of course.
Crazy amount. That's really
high. That is ridiculous.
I think it's the second highest rated movie episode after Ozymandias. Also found out that 14 of Breaking Bad's episodes are the top 25 highest rated episodes of all time for any TV show.
Really?
And 4 out of 5 are the top rated.
Well, it's like I said, I think Vince Gilligan said this before. He's like, they wouldn't be as big as if it wasn't for Netflix.
Yeah.
If they didn't exist, because it allows people to catch up to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because this show started off pretty slow.
Yeah.
I think it was like...
almost like 2 seasons. Three seasons.
Yeah, the first season, the season finale was like 1 million people or something less than that.
A miracle it didn't get canceled.
I know, exactly. It's crazy. But going back to the illegal download thing, I would think that number is high too, because
international.
Is AMC also one of those channels that's still blocked by like Time Warner? Oh, it's not. It's unblocked by people. Yeah. Okay.
I think it got unblocked like after the first episode or something. It got unblocked really fast.
Because I know that
really
was a big
fast,
thing for
like,
people.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a whole thing where, like, even the cast would say, like, oh, stupid Time Warner and stuff.
Like, go to someone else's house. Yeah. They'd have those ads on the radio. Like,
if your
friend doesn't...
They'd, like, call up and get stuff.
Call your cable provider.
It's like, they're not going to do anything.
I was like, this is so dumb.
Yeah.
So this is where the spoiler alert begins, I guess.
But where does it end?
It will end in 30 seconds. Starting right now. So Aaron Paul had an ending. He wants the show to have ended of him getting on a bus. The bus scene goes for a while. This would be a stinger, like after the credits. I'll make it. The scene will end in a bus in Alaska. Vince Gilligan has some dark ideas. Skylar kills herself, or what would be left in the rubble. And then another one was Walt gets away with it, or Jesse kills Walt, or Baby Holly was in rolling luggage bag with the bag bleeding. Done.
Whoa.
Darkness. Some of those are really dark.
See, what I think is that
Vince Gilligan's a very dark person when it's himself.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of, when you get reined in by other people. But
then he also has like a cast, or he has a writing crew. So that helps.
Yeah, I think it helps him get perspective on what other people want to see, pretty much. Which is not always good to do what the audience wants to see, but I feel like this show consistently does that. And it doesn't do it in a way where you expect stuff.
Yeah.
But it does it in a way where you're like, oh, that was awesome. I didn't expect that.
So, obviously this Sunday you're going to miss Breaking Bad, right? You're going to be like,
oh, yeah.
What am I going to do?
Oh, yeah.
There's other things to do, but like, there's that hour of your life that's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible, but what I like is that I like the fact that I got into it so late, because now it's just like, this was a period of my life where I watched Breaking Bad a lot.
Yeah.
And then, but I'm just going to go back and watch it again eventually. I mean, not right now, at some point. I'm going to go back and watch the whole thing again.
Well, luckily for you, there's kind of a new way to watch the show. There's going to be a Colombian version that comes out.
I know, I heard about this.
With the main character being named Walter Blanco, and is titled Metastasis, which is, the meaning of metastasis is a medical term where cancer moves from one organ to another non-adjacent organ.
Huh.
What does that all mean?
I don't know. But I don't know. I saw like the preview and it looked like scene for scene exactly what Breaking Bad was.
But turns out RVs aren't that popular in Colombia. So
very suspicious.
For the first few episodes, they cook in an old dilapidated school bus that they're driving around. So that's pretty awesome.
That's pretty not suspicious.
I think that's pretty normal. I've never been to Colombia.
I assume.
I'm excited because I'm hoping this show goes the way of The Office, where it's the
more,
original
even
Office.
More seasons?
Kind of, but it's also drastically different, because the original Office was a huge success in Britain, and then it moved over here, and it like sprung a life of its own and became, like, in my opinion, even more popular.
Oh yeah, I think so.
And then it eventually got really bad. But like no! I would love to see the show, as long as like maybe the first few episodes will be like shot for shot remake, but then I'd like to see them go their own way and bring in some Colombian drug dealers.
Yeah,
I feel like those
cool.
people are kind of crazy.
I kind of feel like you'd have to, because so much of it
is different.
Is like, yeah, like I feel like there's more drug dealers walking around in
Colombia.
Yeah.
Yeah, like crazier too. Like I feel like every drug dealer is crazier than Tuco.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like Tuco's very calm compared to.
Yeah, if you're getting a normal guy who becomes a drug dealer, you're in a lot of turf. You're like messing around in Albuquerque. I feel like there's just a couple guys around.
Yeah, he didn't have too much trouble.
Yeah. So there're only a couple guys he had to deal with, and he just like almost killed everyone, so.
Yeah.
It's kind of his mantra.
And then turns out, this came out today or a few days ago, Bryan Cranston wishes Walt would have slept around more in season 5. He wanted him to have more sex. And Vince Gilligan's like, no.
Good thing Bryan Cranston's not the writer.
Yeah, good thing Vince Gilligan's in charge.
Yeah. Because the whole thing is he still loves his wife after everything.
It's like, all for the family.
But it's not, but even so, I still like that main attribute of the character where he never, even though, well, it's kind of spoilers for early seasons. I don't know. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, let's not spoil it. Yeah. Let's just move on to The Simpsons. Some big news came out this week.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who did... Someone did the intro, the couch.
Oh,
Pacific Rim.
Del Toro.
Guillermo del Toro did the intro for the couch gag scene thing.
Yes.
That they call... I don't know what they call it.
Do they have a whole episode of couch gags yet?
They could. Like, Banksy's was really cool. I remember that one. Like, Banksy's was like... Do you remember that one? It's like... The Chinese, it was like a sweatshop doing the animation which is like how it actually happens.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, one of the characters is going to get killed off this season. And apparently, when they killed off Flanders' wife, that was a big deal. Now this is another big deal. So someone gave a clue, and the person who's going to die, the voice actor won an Emmy for voicing the character.
Yes. Oh, is this the list of voice actors?
Yeah, here are all the characters that are possible to be killed now with that clue. Bart, Homer, Marge, Lisa, Miss Crabapple, Apu, Sideshow Bob, Mo, Grandpa, Barney, Krusty, Carl, Chief Wiggum, Comic Book Guy, Duffman.
Hmm.
Now with that information, Michael, who do you think is going to die and why?
Okay, so Do we know if it's a person who only voices one person? Or it,
we don't know anything. Don't That's know. All we know is That's the voice actor one and Emmy for voicing the character. Huh.
I don't think they're going to kill one of the major, like the family.
I don't think it's going to be one of the family.
There's no way.
I have Mo a few. Likes
too much. Sideshow Bob is too minor to, I mean.
No, but they killed off that one black guy.
Who?
He was in like one episode. Oh. He was like a saxophone really? Player. And they killed him off.
They did. He just died. Yeah. Oh, that was sad. Yeah. He was like Lisa's inspiration. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it made me sad. I remember. I forgot about that guy.
Okay. I'll just go with my theories because I have some set theories while you think.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Duffman, because there was that episode. Like, he's close to dying. Like, they could kill him off and it wouldn't be too bad.
That's true.
Apu, because racism is a thing now. Like, it's people are more concerned with Hank Azaria voicing Apu because it's kind of racist, but like, I don't really care. Or Grandpa. Grandpa makes sense because he's an old person.
Yeah, I can't see it being Apu just because there's so few minorities on that show that it's just like.
They still have Carl.
Why yeah, they kill that off, one person. That's what I'm
kill
saying.
Off Apu and Carl.
Like,
Dr. Nick is a minority, kind of. Apu's, he's like a weirdo.
Definitely the top 10 of Simpsons characters people like.
Yeah, they could kill him off. And that's great ratings.
I can't imagine.
They
that.
Need the ratings.
I think I'm going to go with Grandpa. I think they're going to kill off.
He's been around for a while.
He has. And he's just like an older Homer kind of. That's my vote. My vote is Grandpa. I don't know. Do you have a different?
I think Duffman. Part All of right. me.
I'm... You go with Duffman. I'll go with Grandpa. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
If you have a theory, maybe we can make a bet or something.
Yeah.
You have a character idea.
Who interested about this?
Put down your choice, and then whoever gets it.
Because the fact that they told us this makes, like, even though I don't even watch the new show.
Yeah, I don't
like,
watch the new episodes.
It's all nostalgia from 10 years ago when the show was in its
Like, my memory of Duffman is the one where he goes, he's like, if you're a Duffman, I'm Jesus. And the homeless guy jumps out the window, the crazy person. That's my not my theories. And then there's, like, an episode where Duffman, like, he's poor or something. Maybe it was that episode. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, they could kill him. Like, they bring him in every so often, so they could easily just kill him off.
Yeah, I was going to say they're announcing this because they're trying to brace us for someone dying. But also, everyone's so attached to every character that it's like anybody dying is a big deal.
Yeah, like my favorite character is Dr. Nick.
Exactly.
Random person.
Is Dr. Nick still alive? I don't know.
I think
I'm
so.
I'm sure he's got to be. He does a lot of killing. I wouldn't want to die by Dr. Nick.
Yeah.
That'd be the worst way to go.
That'd be hilarious, huh?
It would be hilarious.
That lady swallowed the baby. Like, so great.
I like Simpsons because it's... Well, because in Family Guy and stuff, they kill people and nothing matters, I think, in that world. But in The Simpsons, the only time they do that is Treehouse of Horror. But every other time, they don't actually, like, kill people and them not really die.
Yeah.
So, not that they kill that many people, but... A Snowball died. The cat
has
died before. And then they have just get Snowball 2. And I don't know if they still have a cat. But that's what they used to do. They got a bunch of Snowballs.
Yeah, it's like, I think there was an episode that actually showed it. And it was like Snowball 8. It was like the current
exactly.
Snowball or something.
Yeah, they were showing how the Snowball would die all the time.
Yeah.
But I think Santa's Little Helper was always alive.
Good. That's all that matters.
And I think he went to a different home or something. I don't know. I don't keep up with current, so I don't know what's going on.
Let's see. Some miscellaneous TV news. 63% of Americans get their internet television from Netflix. Now, again, this is just like that Pacific Rim being like the highest grossing international action original movie. Exactly.
Put in a tight enough box.
But 63%, like, that's streaming television on the internet.
I mean,
and that includes illegal downloads.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's pretty good, then.
63%.
I mean, you got Hulu. Illegal then, downloads, you got TV websites, I think, show their shows.
Yeah, like the channels, Fox. Like Fox.com,
and all that stuff. I don't know where
else. And then
Amazon.
And then I think England has their own.
Uh-huh.
I think Redbox.com, you can stream television now.
Yeah, there's not much more I know than that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 60, that's pretty...
That's pretty high. They've got pretty good market share.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And that also includes iTunes and stuff as well.
But
like people who buy shows on iTunes.
What's the percentage of people that actually watch just internet TV?
I don't know. I think it's getting pretty high, though.
I think it's getting big. I don't think it's
getting high among like our generation.
Yeah.
And also, people are saying that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s success might help Star Wars get a live-action TV show. I can see that. Makes Agents it easier for DC.
Is it successful so far?
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Okay. A third of the viewers dropped out off of after the first episode.
I figure.
But it makes sense. Like, people are DVRing it. Like, you can't trust Nielsen ratings.
Yeah, it's hard. Cause
Nielsen ratings follows, like, I think they have, like, 5,000 boxes, and that's supposed to represent all of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I watch Breaking Bad on DVR. Am I not counted in those 10 million people?
No.
Okay. I'm not included
in those 10 million people either, even if I watch it live, because those 10 million people is a stat.
Oh, it's a
based
box.
On,
it's probability.
Yeah, you have a
it's
box.
A, not probability, but statistics.
Yeah, so they like extrapolate 5,000 into, what is it? What's the current population of the United States? 600 million or something?
300 million. Plus. I mean, yeah. I don't know how much more, but plus.
So then, like, in actuality, only, like, what? 10% of the people who have a box watched.
Yeah,
and
that's why
not,
I
like,
think it's weird. Those
Nielsen ratings
even
dumb.
Higher. Yeah, it doesn't like it's hard to. It's the best they got right now. So like
that's why like Netflix is looking at torrent. Like they picked up Prison Break in Europe or something because Prison Break is really popular in Europe for some reason. So if you watch Netflix in Europe, you have Prison Break as an option. But like that show wasn't popular on TV there. Mm-hmm. It's because even Breaking Bad, it wasn't popular on TV there, but AMC did the deal with Netflix to give them exclusive streaming rights.
Yeah.
And in England, I think they got each episode after we saw it here. It was on their Netflix.
Okay.
Because they didn't
cool.
get it for
didn't
another
AMC,
6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it hadn't come out yet. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's really
that's
cool.
smart, too.
Yeah.
But so Netflix released these details of the 63%, right? Because they don't.
Yeah.
Their stuff doesn't come out unless they tell people.
Or I think it might have been a questionnaire that's sent to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, too. I didn't think of that. That's probably what it was more likely yeah. was, because Netflix doesn't release it unless they got an idea in mind.
Yeah. So, did you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week?
Yes, I did.
There's a cameo after the credits.
Pretty awesome.
Classic Marvel style.
So awesome.
It was really awesome.
They're like, but in my mind, they're like building to something where they're like, they're trying to like, they might have like a major character in it.
Yeah.
Or like something crazy. Like, I don't know. Am I getting Iron Man in a like a shot of Iron Man?
Or at least a suit?
So, yeah. That's crazy to me. Like, the little details they throw at you are like awesome.
Yeah. I also watched a bunch of other shows, but Michael J. Fox show. I tweeted. I was like, they didn't even mention the DeLorean in the first two episodes. And hold on.
Third episode. We got to wait till the third.
That's I nice. Watched the third episode so today.
And they got that DeLorean commercial.
Yeah,
I forget what it's for.
It's like GE or something.
Yeah, and I was like, awesome. Because like, you give me some Michael J. Fox and you get the DeLorean flying.
Yeah. You have an iPhone, Michael?
I do.
Do you play, have you ever played Tiny Tower, Tiny Planes, Tiny Trains? Any of those games?
No, I haven't.
They're like these little pixelated games. I'm playing Tiny Trains right now, and it's like you manage a train station. Tiny Tower, you manage like a building and you have to like rent out everything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Disney did a deal with the company, the developer of that game, and they're making Tiny Death Star.
Sweet.
So you run the Death Star and you have all the characters and you have to like put them in different places, make them do their job and stuff, kind of like The Sims, but it's like more casual.
Oh, that's cool.
You
think the Death Star is going to be in the new Star Wars? Bring the Death Star back.
Maybe. No, maybe.
I don't know. They already had the Death Star twice in the old yeah. ones. I don't know. But destroying a planet, that's a pretty badass weapon.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for the game. I think it's going to be free. So, yeah. Some comic book news. DC comic price is now going to be $3.99. After Villains Month, they upped their prices to $3.99. For the 3D covers, they're going to keep them there because people are buying them.
I know. Their comics are big right now.
Yeah.
They're getting that.
So, it's no longer going to say drawing the line at $2.99, which is what they used to say.
Now they're going to say drawing the line at $3.99.
Yeah. But Marvel comics are also $3.99. But with Marvel comics, you get the digital comic copy as well.
Hmm.
Combo packs exist for DC comics. And now those are going to be $5 where you get the physical comic book and you get the digital comic book and you get a thing on your cover. Like, they ruin the cover in my opinion when you get a combo pack. It says combo pack all over it.
Oh.
It comes in a poly bag and stuff.
Why? I think they should just like give it to you separate, together but separate.
Yeah. And that's it. Wow, we have an hour-long episode. Damn. It's been a long time.
Crazy.
Yeah. So what's your Netflix recommendation this week?
My Netflix recommendation is Anger Management. And don't say I'm crazy because I love that Charlie Sheen show. That's not the Anger Management.
Yeah, not that Anger
I am
Management.
Recommending. I'm recommending the one with Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson.
And a bunch of other people. There's a lot of people in that movie.
Yeah, those are the two main people. Yeah. But there's a lot of people in that movie. But I think this is one of Adam Sandler's underrated movies that people don't talk about that much. But I thought it's still pretty good. It's like, it's about pretty much Adam Sandler, and he's just goes through life. He seems like a sad guy all the time, and he's like, just goes through motions in life pretty much. And then Jack Nicholson gets into his life, and Adam Sandler gets really angry on a plane, and then the judge sentenced him to like get therapy with Jack Nicholson's character.
He's like the weirdest therapist.
And then pretty much all. The whole movie is Jack Nicholson getting Adam Sandler pissed off the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's pretty awesome.
It's a pretty funny movie.
Like, if you liked Jack Nicholson as the Joker, this is him as the Joker, but in my opinion, even crazier.
Yeah.
He does crazy stuff.
I like the scene. Movie. One scene that stands out to me is when he's about to, like, go sleep with that girl and she's a Red Sox fan. And then she's like, what am I not too, am I not fat enough for you? She's like she starts eating all the brownies.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It was, like, really weird, but it's really cool. And then, like, you watch it till the end and it makes sense. So
yeah.
It's a pretty good movie.
I'm going to recommend a movie that came out this week, Religious, which is a documentary on religion from Bill Maher. Some people hate Bill Maher. I thought this was a pretty good documentary.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You see all the stuff. And I thought there's a part where he goes to like the Holy Land, like amusement park in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
That scene was like hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. I like that.
So that's it. You can follow us and tweet us at Destiny Pizzas, DestinyPizzas on Twitter. You can tweet me directly at Dhruv Patel, DhruvPatel.
You can tweet me at mstesca, msteska.
And that's it. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.